Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Coach, last night, a 4-1 loss to the Whitecaps in an exhibition game, but despite it being an exhibition game, I know you said something in the post game that kind of struck me, and I guess I didn't think about it, but your team still wants to win these games, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we're all competitive. It's a competitive game. We're in a competitive business as coaches, and every one of our players was disappointed in the fact that we came up short. And that's certainly the way we want it as coaches. But yeah, we go out every. The goal is the same. We want to go out there and play hard. But at the end of the day, when that final buzzer goes up, we certainly want to be on the winning side.
Last night, you got a chance to see your former player, Stephanie Anderson. You were her last coach. What was it like to see her back out on the ice?
As fun as it was to watch her play, a little nerve-wracking having her in the opposition uniform. And sure enough, she gets a great look right off the bat. And Steph was such a great player for us in my time here. Did so much for the program. So just it's great to see her continuing to play and trying to achieve her dream for playing for Team USA.
One thing I learned from Steph after I talked to her after the game last night was how much impact she's had on helping you get players here, just from being a great role model and obviously the camps she's worked with. How much does that say to her legacy?
Oh, a lot. I mean, she certainly she knew just about every one of her incoming freshmen at some point in time, like you say, whether it was through camps or being a fact she was on Team USA. So she was a big part. Anytime we brought recruits in while she was here, she was someone that we certainly wanted them to spend time with. And we still use her as an example now. We point to that picture on the wall and we talk about how she continues to play for Team USA and how the tools are here at Bemidji State. If those are your aspirations, we can help you achieve them, and she's a great role model for that.
Playing a team like the Whitecaps, who are stacked with players that were pioneers, current players that are on Team USA, of course, 7 of their players just got back from the Four Nations Cup. What kind of message does that send to some of your younger players?
Well, I think it just goes to show the quality of play, in our league and around the country. Kendall Coyne was last year's Patty Kazmir Award winner, and although she didn't play in the WCHA, she certainly could have played for anybody in our league and would have been a dynamite player. So, but obviously you talk about some players who started way back when or who still impact the game. Winnie Brown is a great example. Most of our players play in a league that she's developed in the summertime to help promote women's hockey and girls hockey at that age level. So it's fun to play in these games. Like you say, it's an exhibition, but it's also at the same time an opportunity to really celebrate women's hockey and to showcase women's hockey, not just at our level, but at what you can do once you graduate.
Looking back on yesterday, your team got off to a good jump. Lots of great energy. Of course, you had changed up the lines a lot, but you were outshot. How do you counter that?
Part of that's, again, just the quality of the opponent we're playing. They're going to possess the puck because of their skill level and their experience. But, it's a great example for us because that's how we want to play. We want to be a puck possession team. I really liked our compete level. We like you say, we had good jump. We rolled 4 lines, and we created some good chances. But at the end of the day, when we look at film, we point out some things that some of the players on the Whitecaps did to create time and space just by using a little lateral movement where they held their hands on their stick. So we showed that today in our video, just how you can create offense by being a little patient, creating time and space with for yourself. And so hopefully that's something that'll sink into our players, and we'll see that as we move forward throughout the year.
Any different line combinations today? Obviously, Summer Thibodeau took a block shot off the stick of Jocelyn Lamoureux, and I wouldn't want to be at the other end of that either. How's she doing?
No, it looked painful, and it was painful, and she's out tonight, no question. But fortunately, at this point in time, it sounds like a good bone bruise, and although as painful as that is, nothing more. She's able to put more weight on her foot today. So hopefully as this week progresses, she'll just keep getting better and better. But Summer will definitely be out of the lineup today. So that, obviously, when we only have 12 forwards, we do a little bit of juggling. So we're gonna dust off AJ's forward skills and put her up on a line with Emily and Haley. And we put Jack Cass up with Lauren just to give her an opportunity to play with Lauren. put Sylvia in the middle. She hasn't played the middle since she came here, so that's a position that she played a lot in school. So, again, it's going to be totally different lines for you, Kelly, but, you know, same message. Just go out, play hard, have fun.
Your defenders don't change much, except for AJ moving up to the front, but we'll get a chance to see Mackenzie Brooke. What do you expect to see out of your senior?
Oh, I think you're going to see someone that's going to play well. She's worked hard. She's certainly bided her time. She's looked real sharp in practice. You know, she did get a little bit of time last year in a game, but this is her first start, so kudos for her. I think I'm really looking forward to her getting out there, and I hope things go well for her.
Well, earlier this week, four players signed national letters of intent. Can you tell me just a few things about each of those four?
Well, they're you know, first and foremost, they're all outstanding people. You know, Tina Campa, coming from Maple Grove, played in the state championship game last year with the Maple Grove team. Tina's going to be a player that fans are going to absolutely fall in love with. Her compete level, the way she plays the game, and she's very diminutive. You're going to look at her and you're going to say, no way, because she's about 4 feet tall, but boy, can she play. It's just she's a player that's made it to the USA Final 66 2 years in a row, and right now she has an outside chance being named to the U.S. Under 18 team. So we'll wait and see what happens. Lindsay Featherstone comes from us from the great program at Hill Murray. She's been a part of state championship teams there. Tremendous skater. Can play either forward or either wing or center. Has the ability to put the puck in the net. And just plays with a tremendous amount of energy. Paige Beebe is a power forward out of Blaine. Big and strong, can shoot the puck, again, can play either the center or on the wing. But I think she's going to adapt to the college game immediately just because of her strength and her skill set. Mac Langey's a player that played for me at East Grand Forks when she was an eighth and a ninth grader. And then she moved on to the Shattuck St. Mary's program and has spent the last 3 years there. Outstanding program that has produced countless number of players at this level and at the national level. Mac played on the under 18 team last year for Team USA, won a gold medal. It's just a very solid defenseman that not only has offensive skills, but plays with a bit of an edge in her game and is just a real solid defender. So all four are going to be able to just add to our skill set, and we're looking forward to having them here.
Yesterday was Veterans Day. Today, Bemidji State Athletics celebrates military appreciation. What does it mean to your program to be part of something like this?
Well, I think so many of us, you included, have parents, grandparents that served in the military, and I think we always need to remember what those and those serving now, those who have served, what they've done for our country and allowing us to live the lives we do. So to be able to honor them on this day is certainly tremendous, but it's something that none of us should ever forget. It's something that should always be honored every single day, but the fact that we're proud to be able to join in the nation in recognizing and appreciating our veterans.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today, Coach?
Well, you know, let's just go out and play as hard as we did yesterday. Again, you know, anytime you change lines, there's always a bit of a feeling out process, but if we go out and compete hard, I'd like to see us limit our turnovers as best we can. Obviously, it's a game of turnovers, so you're always going to have some, but let's try to limit them, especially at either blue line. And let's see if we can't possess the puck a little bit more in their zone. And if we do that, I think it'll lead to more opportunities, and more opportunities could lead to more goals.
Good luck today, Coach. I'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.